This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go to the checkout line. Coupon is Quest. Use the coupon. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a new game between, well, looks like Cyberpunk 2077 and Smite. Somewhere between those two. There's a game that's launching next summer. We have some news in the esports corner, but we start today with Humble Games. And the publisher of video games has laid off some people. And they did take to social media there yesterday. And what they said in a spokesperson quote, "Yesterday was a difficult day for Humble Games, and we can confirm that we had to say goodbye to valued colleagues. Like many companies this year, we've experienced trends that required restructure in order to ensure our long-term success. It is especially worth nothing that everyone impacted by these changes are talented, dedicated individuals who made a huge impact. Humble Games remained focused and continued working with amazing indie developers to bring their experiences to players around the world in the years ahead." Now, Amazon Games did lay off 100 people there earlier this week, and Tsunami, their job losses, their layoffs did have an effect on Twitch, Microsoft, PlayStation, Bungie, Ubisoft, and blah, 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 blah. Many other companies. I know it's not funny, but people are being laid off, but I do act that way. And what Eurogamer is saying is that the job losses were blamed on the video game companies to cut and put the companies right on the balance sheets due to the COVID pandemic. But we got some PlayStation stuff. That's really the only bad news, maybe, because the rest of it looks kind of good. We might have a few bad bits, but we'll see. We start with the PlayStation blog, and they have some games coming to PlayStation Plus. Quite a few, actually. And what's coming to PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium is Teardown via PlayStation 5, Dragon's Dogma, Dark Horizon, that was a PlayStation 4 game, Mobile Suit Gundam Extreme versus Maxi Boost on PlayStation 4, Dead Island Riptide Definitive Edition, Super Liminal, Yuriden Chronicle Rising on PlayStation 4 and 5, Nobongo's Ambition Tashi, PlayStation 4, Alternate Jake Hunter, Delius The Awakening of Golden Jazz, PlayStation 4, River City Melee Mach, PlayStation 4, Premium Classics. Here comes the ones to Premium, the classics. Grandia, PlayStation 4 and 5. Jet Moto, PlayStation 4 and 5. Up, well, we knew that one, PlayStation 4 and 5. Kelowna Fantasy Revere Series, PlayStation 4 and 5. Parappa the Rapper 2. Yep, that was a big one. That was a big one. But that's not the only thing. You see, PlayStation did have the biggest sales in October. Why? It's Spider-Man. Because they reached about $4 billion, which is a 6% increase over 2022. The same time, Spider-Man 2 was the best-selling game for October. Super Mario Bros. Wonder came in second. And Assassin's Creed Mirage was number 3. And now, with PlayStation 5 Slim, they could actually take this month. Well, that's what GameSpot's thinking. We shall find out, won't we? Next month. Oh, that wasn't the only thing that's coming to the PlayStation store, because the store now has a lot of indies to it. And that is 0000 Blessed Bundle, 20 Bundies, Survive, A Box of Gems, Agriculture. I'm only giving you a few. AO the Clown, back in 1995, Blade Assault, Break Arts 2, Brutal Rage, Candy Bricks, Cat Maze, Christmas Break 2, along with the Avatar Full Game Bundle, Christmas Fun, a lot of Christmas, Coffee Talk, you may have heard of that one, Dagger Hood, Dark Quest 2 and 3, Deliver Us the Moon, DJ Max, Respect, along with the different packs to it. Doctor Who, The Edge of Time, and The Lonely Assassins, Earth's Dawn, Either One, even The Ocean, First Time in Paris, and Rome, Football Game Bundle, Galaxy Championships TV, Guard City, Hell Let Loose, a lot of different packs there, Humanity, I Am the Hero, I just wanted to say that, Infinite Tanks World War II, Clang 2, Limbo, Maze Tower Defense and Space Shooter, Megaton Rainfall, Monster Blast, Moving Out 2, Mythic Ocean, Not a Hero, Out of Ammo, Party Hard and Party Hard 2, The Collector's Edition, Punch Club, Quest Hunter Deluxe, Red on Blast, Rico, Ronin, Shadow Warrior and Shadow Warrior 2, Spencer, Spy Fox and Dry Cereal, 10, The Prince of Landis, Thy Sword, Tower Up, Truth, Vaccine Rebirth, yep, Walkabout Mini Golf, along with the different packs to that one, World Soccer Pinball, and Zotrix. The whole list is in our Discord, okay? PlayStationLifestyle.net did a lot of typing, but they also said that Sony did explain why PlayStation Portal will not have cloud support at launch. Now, Hideki Nishino did explain, and he said that the main technical difference that was between remote play and cloud streaming is the location where the server, so there couldn't be any technical limitations when it comes to supporting the cloud gaming on the PlayStation Portal. But Sony didn't want to check the boxes, end quote, to make sure that cloud streaming, quote, is done right. So they only enabled the cloud streaming on PlayStation 5 only in certain regions. So here's what Nishino did say, translated, quote, "It is easy to check off the features. However, we could like to proceed carefully while considering whether it's a good idea and whether we could truly provide gameplay without any problems." So, interesting. Now we get to the esports corner. Three articles. And Ubisoft and Esports Charts now has a partnership because of Rainbow Six. Now this comes to us from Esports Insider. So the partnership will put the focus on Rainbow Six Siege, and Esports Charts should provide a high quality viewership analysis to Ubisoft. So that way they would know and understand the esports viewership. Now Esports Charts is a Ukraine-based esports data company, and they specialize in viewership metrics. So that is that. In fact, Sergey Rylenko, which is the head of sales and partnership at Esports Charts, did say, quote, "We are thrilled to announce our multi-year partnership with Ubisoft, one of the gaming esports industry leaders. The Esports Charts team is proud to always come with comprehensive and insightful analytics, and this partnership allows us to deliver even a great value to the client." Well, that's just with Ubisoft. Now, EvanGlobal.com was talking about Faker, and Faker did say that he does not like to lose, but it's fun to compete with the best players around the world. Now, today is media day before the 2023 League of Legends World Championship, and that was held. And that media day had interviews with Heartsteel and New Jeans, and a brief conference with Weibo Gaming and T1. And that was concluded with a coin toss between two teams. So, Evan Global did talk to Faker, and they asked, I'm going to give you the first couple of questions. Quote, "This is your first time attending Worlds in Korea, and you have reached the finals. How do you feel about heading to the final stage?" Faker replied, quote, "The biggest thing is that it's a great experience for me to play on the final stage in Worlds in Korea. I am grateful that I could play. There are reasons where I couldn't reach Worlds, but the biggest reason I am here is because I went through all of that. I am thankful that I can take this challenge again. You played so many games in your life all this way, but it seems that your passion towards the game is always the same. How's your mindset as you stand again on the final stage?" Faker replied, "I hate to lose, and it's really fun to compete with the best players around the world. I think it's meaningful to keep improving among those players, And that's why I was able to say passionate, or able to stay passionate. They weren't just talking to Faker. They were talking to Kiria and Owner and Wunner and Gimayusi. So you can see the full discussion within our show notes if you're a Patreon. But .esports also said that the League of Legends developer Freak did quit social media after receiving some death threats. So he is a former League of Legends caster that turned to developer, David Freak Turley. And he announced today that he is leaving social media due to its toxicity and death threats. Now, he did regularly post videos about League's patch previews on his YouTube channel. And he also explained how he has been facing some extreme toxicity and even received some threats to his life, or basically death threats. So now he's going to take a step back from social media going forward. So here's what he said in his video. Quote, "I am more or less going to quit social media for the immediate future. The amount of toxicity has risen so sharply that it's not worth me seeing the occasionally useful comment amidst all death threats. So it is what it is." Like I said, there's going to be some bad bits too. But back to good stuff. GG Mania did say that Core Keeper launches in the summer of 2024. So this is going to be a mining adventure game, Core Keeper. It will have early access that will launch for consoles, PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in 2024. So if you're into that, go grab it. And PC Games In, well, they like to be cryptic sometimes, was talking about the gods of the Twilight. And they are the ones that were saying that Cyberpunk, or this game had a Cyberpunk and Smite inspiration to it. So that's where, this is a game where technology does reign supreme, and some myths were banished from the books of history. So the Gods of Twilight is available on Steam right now because they did launch an early access on Tuesday or yesterday. But you might be able to get 10% off of the game to celebrate the launch, which does bring the game down to $18, but you only have until Tuesday, November 21st to do so. So there you go. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. It is time to go play some games, people. So you should. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Bye for now.